The Year of Faith with Father Don De Castro.
Meditation number 8. And so today, we have summarized the Year of Faith as proposed to us by Pope Benedict XVI. And we gave the example of the 29th Sunday in Ordinary Time, in which we can use that Sunday Gospel and the message of the whole Mass in developing and finding out if we have faith or not. Because the purpose of the Year of Faith is for us to find out if we have faith or not. This year was not given to us by Pope Benedict for us to learn what is faith. No, it has to be a very personal question that we must answer. Do I have faith? And we gave the 29th Sunday in Ordinary Time as an example of how to answer this question. And we were presented the picture of a widow who was praying unceasingly. So we ask ourselves the question, are we praying unceasingly as the Catholic Church is doing, praying unceasingly? With the 8 divine offices, usually described as Matins, Lauds, Prime, Terce, and so on, and are we praying the 7 petitions of the Our Father in between those 8 divine offices? If we are doing so, then we are Catholics. If we are not doing so, we are not Catholics. So, if we find out we are not Catholics, then we should find out whether we still have time to become good Catholics. Because very soon, we shall celebrate the feasts of Christ the King, wherein Christ would come to earth to judge all men, either they deserve to go to heaven or they deserve to go to hell. We have to find out if we have time, or if we have run out of time. And the Gospel gives us the theology of history, showing us if we have time yet, or we have run out of time. And the Gospel shows us that the widow, which is the symbol of the Catholic Church, was surrounded by enemies from outside the Catholic Church and neglected by priests and bishops within the Catholic Church. And this seems to be what is happening today, because many priests and many bishops are not explaining what is faith during this Year of Faith. Look at all the seminars and all the synods and all those conferences held on the Year of Faith or the New Evangelization. Not one of them mentions the teachings of Pope Benedict on faith and the New Evangelization. They are teaching their own thing, which we don't know where it came from, or shall we say, where it came from thin air, from nowhere. So the theology of history is telling us we are running out of time. Maybe we had run out of time, which the Blessed Mother said when she appeared in Kibeho in Africa. She said categorically, we are running out of time. And so what should we do? Well, we are being neglected by many priests and bishops because they're teaching us things which has nothing to do with the Catholic Church. Nothing Catholic in doctrine, because it is not based on the basic Christian idea. Well, the only thing is, while Pope Benedict is still alive, read his complete and perfect teachings that are all available in books, in his audiences, in his speeches, which are all found in the internet.